From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Department of Justice finds the St. Louis County Family Court in Missouri in violation of the rights of the children the agency is charged with protecting. In a scathing report released today, the DOJ alleges black youth are treated more harshly than whites, that many often lacked adequate legal representation and were held without proper determination of probable cause. The Justice Department's findings are the culmination of a nearly two-year-long investigation. The website WikiLeaks has released new documents it says shows the United States spied on Japan's government and Japanese citizens in recent years. We have more from the BBC's Jill McGivering.
WikiLeaks calls its latest revelations Target Tokyo. The documents show, it says, the depth of U.S. surveillance of the Japanese government. It includes a list of 35 targets for telephone intercepts. These included the Japanese Cabinet Office, senior Bank of Japan officials, and departments in some leading Japanese companies. One U.S. intelligence document, labelled Top Secret, appeared to reveal sensitive political debate in Japan about policy on climate change and international trade. There's been no response yet from Tokyo, one of Washington's closest allies in Asia.
The BBC's Jill McGivering. No city has ever hosted both the Summer and Winter Olympics, and today Beijing becomes the first. NPR's Tom Goldman says the International Olympic Committee has awarded the city the 2022 Winter Games.
Olympic voters took the safe route, choosing the known quantity of Beijing over the smaller yet perhaps more appealing Almaty in Kazakhstan. Almaty offered a more genuine winter site, the city's ringed by mountains, and a more compact Olympics, all the venues in an 18-mile radius. Beijing is massive, not known as a winter destination, and will have to rely on lots of man-made snow. But as it was in 2008, Beijing is a huge market for sponsors, and it'll reuse some of the venues from the Summer Games. It came down to these two finalists after several more appealing candidates from Germany, Sweden, Norway dropped out of the race due to lack of public support and concerns about the high cost of an Olympic Games. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Google is defying the French government's order to remove search results worldwide upon request. The search engine says the right to be forgotten does not apply globally. Adhering to France's request, Google says, would make the internet, quote, only as free as the world's least free place. More companies may be hiring in the U.S., but that doesn't seem to be having the desired effect on wages and benefits. The pace of growth in those two areas was the slowest in 33 years over the spring. The Labor Department says the employment cost index rose 0.2% in the April to June period, following a 0.7% jump in the previous quarter. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points at 17,756. This is NPR News. In Syria, a monitoring group says airstrikes have targeted an al-Qaeda affiliate following the abduction of several moderate rebel forces. More from NPR's Alice Fordham.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes apparently by the U.S.-led coalition struck the Syrian branch of al-Qaeda, Jabhat al-Nusra, last night near the city of Aleppo. The strikes came after Nusra attacked a base of rebel fighters called Division 30, killing five of them, according to a statement by the rebels. The coalition has not yet commented on the strikes. That Division 30, a rebel group believed to be covertly backed by the United States, also said earlier in the week its commander and several of its men were kidnapped by Nusra. The Pentagon didn't comment on whether Division 30 was part of a program to support moderate rebels, but a spokesperson told reporters no one from a small group of U.S.-backed anti-ISIS fighters had been detained. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
Chad's government is preparing to reinstate the death penalty for acts of terrorism, NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports.
On the day Chad announced it was reinstating death sentences for alleged acts of terror, Nigeria appointed the commander of a new regional force set up to battle Boko Haram extremists. The multinational military operation will be based in the Chadian capital in N'Djamena. Nigerian Major General Ilyasu Isa Abba will head the task force of 9,000 troops drawn from Nigeria and four neighboring countries. Suspected Boko Haram militants have launched a series of deadly raids in recent days on their Nigerian stronghold in the northeast, as well as over the borders in Chad, Cameroon, and Niger.
This is NPR.